Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in formation ministry in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching is entitled, It's the Right Thing to Do.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, take care not to perform religious deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from our Heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you may not appear to others to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father, who sees what is hidden, will repay you. Reflecting with this text, I became curious with the repetitive use of secret and hidden. The Greek word translated here is the word kryptos. Kryptos can also be translated as confidential, close, or inward character, which brings to mind the life lesson I learned from the witness of Sister Peter Mary, CSJ. Sister Peter Mary was a sister of the Congregation of St. Joseph. Her presence filled the room, tall with a distinctive walk, always a smile on her robust face and a twinkle in her eyes and a hearty laugh. I can hear it now. I knew her through her ministry as part of an archdiocesan office. Peter Mary managed to pull off amazing feats of creative distribution of meager resources for groups whose influence was quite low on the totem pole of privilege and power. Whatever her hand and heart were in was a rousing success. Then I began working in the same office. And that is when I saw in disbelief who got credit for what Peter Mary accomplished. At first I didn't say anything. Then it happened again and again. Another grace-filled, fruitful event due to her laboring of love and commitment. Once again, the accolades went to someone else. I was stunned. Back in the office, I said to her, how in God's name do you take this? I cannot believe what just happened again. I just don't understand. Peter Mary smiled, shook her head, and sat down. Don't let them do that. Don't let them get away with it, I thundered. Aren't you upset? No, she said. No, it's my charism. What? Charism? Where is the Holy Spirit in that? Still shaking her head, she began. You see, Joseph, St. Joseph, did not waste time needing to get credit. He did what he knew was right for him to do. Why? Because he was that close to God's heart, a truly righteous man. He understood it is never about the showy stuff or who gets the credit. Not that he completely understood, who of us does, but he knew something as he looked in the eyes of his wife and the baby they were raising together. He knew, not believed, he knew God's essence as complete self-gift. He grew in this knowledge every time he helped her onto a donkey or lifted the boy onto his shoulders, and each time he went back into that synagogue and listened with new ears. Sure, according to some, when you give something away, you no longer have it, but not in the life of the Spirit. In the life of the Spirit, when we give it away, there's only more for both the one who gives and the one who receives. No, I'm not upset. Grateful. Grateful we too are invited to be so close to God's heart. But it's not right. No, she said. No, it's not. And that will all be put right one day. And you know what? On that day, it will not matter anymore who gets the credit or the reward. All that will matter is the truth of the heart's capacity for mercy, justice, compassion, and beauty. Today's gospel verifies graced motivation is because it is the right thing to do. That when we are sincerely close to God's heart, sparks of the Holy Spirit fan into flames in our own hearts, and concerns for rewards, returns, evaporate. What forms is a melding with God's desire for every grace and blessing to be abundant. Authentic righteousness multiplies, and all are enriched in every way. On this Wednesday, may the Holy Spirit's fire deep in our hearts and souls meld our desire with God's for every grace and blessing to be abundant. And with authentic self-giving multiplying, may we too see the beauty of the human heart's capacity to motivate us to do it simply because it is the right thing to do.